and talent in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. We have learned that the remaining assets of Aisin's appliance store have been transferred to a third party and will be liquidated. 1847 Holdings shut the business down on February 20th, and now SG Service Company will handle liquidating the remaining inventory. According to the Press Democrat, customers with outstanding orders should begin to get some answers very soon. The Coalition to End Factory Farming in Sonoma County handed over 37,000 signatures to try and qualify a ballot measure that they say would end the practice here in Sonoma County. Factory farming is defined as farms with 200 or more dairy cattle, 3,000 or more sheep, 16,000 or more turkeys, or 9,000 or more laying hens. Local farmers say they go above and beyond what is required by the Environmental Protection Agency, who sets the rules, and that none of Sonoma County dairies or egg farms are factory farms. Former President Donald Trump scored a clear win at the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday, which unanimously ruled that states do not have the ability to bar him or any other federal candidate from the ballot under a rarely used constitutional provision that prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The court ruled that power rests with Congress, and the individual must first be convicted of insurrection. In sports, Giants skipper Bob Melvin is requiring his entire team to stand during the national anthem on the field. And your forecast, we are expecting more rain today, about a quarter inch, highs in the 50s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of a shower, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, still a chance for some lingering showers with highs in the 50s to low 60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hi, it's Rainey from the Poly Class Foundation. For 30 years, we've been helping families find their missing children. To date, we've helped bring over 10,000 children home safely. We've provided social media safety education to thousands of local students and helped implement the Amber Alert in all 50 states. We continue to advocate for legislation that keeps kids safe. For 30 years, the Poly Class Foundation has provided free programs and services to help keep kids safe and bring missing children home. And we could have not done all of this without your support. If you have a car, truck, boat, or RV you no longer need, please give us a call. We make donating easy and you'll receive the maximum tax deduction. Call the Poly Class Foundation today at 707-769-1334 or go to polyclass.org. That's polyclass.org. And thank you for your support.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from More Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician, Jeff, showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free. Two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
102.7 The Wolf and Rick Michaels here. There's a new ranking out for the most and least stressed states. Get this. Tennessee is the most stressed. North Dakota is the least stressed. Probably because they're snowed in half the time and can't even get out.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to
Fire! Fire!
Hey, friends, it's Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles.
Hi, this is Cool.
And the Gang.
This is Nancy Wilson from Heart. And we're listening to 102.7 The Wolf. Always makes me feel good.
It's a laid-back
Tuesday afternoon.
We're here every every day with America's greatest hits on 102.7 The Wolf. If you've got chores,
Thursday night, your stockings needed mending,
or if you're thinking,
Friday,
we get it. Take The Wolf with you for your weekend, too.
And I've been waiting such a long time.
And don't forget,
wish you were Sunday. That's my fun day.
We've got you covered 24-7. 102.7 The Wolf.
Time to get the final check of the roadways as we get closer to 9 o'clock and the kickoff to your 9 to 5 workday from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Updating that Highway 12 commute. Good morning. Traffic is sponsored by Audible. If you're eastbound trying to get onto 101, it's backed up towards Dutton. And then the off-ramp to Farmers Lane on eastbound 12 really stacked up this morning from E Street. 101, you're looking at slow going northbound from Santa Rosa Avenue up towards College Avenue. And southbound 101, still a bit slow between Airport Boulevard and Bicentennial. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception. Bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts and exclusive Audible originals. You'll find everything you love all in one place. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Woman, can I be your man?
Hey, 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 hey.
silent tears full of pride in a world.
The Wolf.
I hear God, how it's mountain.
102.7, The Wolf.
KWVF Guerneville, KHTH HD3 Santa Rosa.
America's greatest hits for Sonoma County.
102.7.
Into the heart.